He was 6'2", sandy blonde hair, green eyes. And I loved him.
Gray Wheeler was about to celebrate the marriage to her perfect match, Grady. But just before the wedding, he dies in an accident. And instead of vows, she finds herself delivering a eulogy at his funeral. That, it turns out, is the easy part. Gray discovers there were things, important things, she didn't know about Grady, such as a mysterious million-dollar bank account.
There are hundreds, thousands of really good reasons. My homeboy wouldn't have wanted to tell everyone his dad left him $1 million.
Like what?
Well, like, maybe he was afraid that he'd become some kind of lazy dilettante. But hello, come on, like he wasn't going to tell you?
But there's more. Despite the efforts of Grady's best friend, she learns the biggest secret, a relationship with another woman.
You know her, don't you?
She's just the mother of his kid.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Going through the stages of grief turns out to be even more complicated for Gray when she finds herself drawn to her fiancé's childhood buddy, Fritz, a guy she had previously pegged as a worthless playboy and a bad influence.
You are not who I thought you were.
Yeah, well, neither are you.
Jennifer Garner stars as Gray, and she doesn't think it was simply a matter of the character choosing the wrong guy.
I don't necessarily know that Gray did make the wrong choice in Grady. I think that she had to go through the hardest time in her life, which is something that I think I can and all of us can relate to, in order to really become who she was going to be and to be her full self. Not that she had to lose Grady. That it didn't have to be that hard, but for her, the silver lining of losing Grady was learning about Grady and learning about herself.
And you know what else? You know what Grady never knew about me is that I think Catch and Release fishermen are heartless weenies. I think putting a fish through agony for nothing more than your own entertainment is just plain cruel. I think if you're gonna torture a living thing, if you're gonna make it look into the eyes of its maker, face its own, you know, puny little place in the universe, then for God's sake, have the decency to eat it!
Timothy Oliphant co-stars as Fritz, who the audience first meets at the funeral when he sneaks off for a passionate liaison with one of the caterers.
I think that he's dealing with loss a little differently than I would like to think I would at this point in my life, but he's dealing with it, and I think that, you know, hopefully is the thing that allows people to sort of connect to it.
Hey, I owe you an apology.
One?
I mean the funeral. Sorry I ruined it for you.
Yeah, if it hadn't been for you, that would have been one great day.
Catch and Release is written and directed by Susanna Grant, and Garner believes the film definitely has a woman's touch.
I love women, so it was so wonderful to have a woman at the helm, and she really brought this energy to set of collaboration and calmness and fun, and you couldn't ruffle her. There was never a time I saw her yell. Whatever curveball was thrown at her, she kind of went, okay, all right, let me think. So that was, her energy was wonderful.
But if you do want to ruffle writer-director Grant, just call it a chick flick.
Isn't somebody going to get bored with that soon? I mean, just seems so boring.
Although Grant acknowledges the target audience for the film is young women, what she really dislikes is labeling it as that.
I'm not a fan of any label that feels reductive, you know, and that one feels a little reductive. But, I don't know. You know, it's just, it feels like we got to come up with another question. I've answered that one every movie I've written, you know. Is this a chick flick? I don't know.
But star Garner embraces the idea.
I love chick flicks. I'm one of three sisters. I like chicks. I like chicks to go to the movie together. I think this is a movie where you should take your girlfriend, your sister, your mom, your daughter, and go and watch it. And, you know, you'll enjoy it. You'll laugh. You'll definitely have a tear. And it's kind of a, you just will feel good. You'll think a little bit and you'll say, oh my gosh, is my husband, is there something, there's something I don't know.
Nice dress.
I never got a chance to wear it. It's a girl thing.
Catch and Release also features Kevin Smith as Gray's wisecracking and occasionally wise friend. Juliette Lewis plays the woman from Grady's shadowy past. The soundtrack is full of romantic soft rock designed to appeal to the film's target young female audience. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.